the National Safety Council, in collaboration with the United States Department of Labor, Division of Labor Standards, presents Stop, Look, and Listen, a film devoted to the work of a foreman safety inspection committee. Young Walt Jackson, recently promoted to a foremanship at the Smith Manufacturing Company, has just been appointed to the foreman safety committee. Today, he will be on his first inspection tour with the committee, and he's going to learn a lot about safety committee work. The chairman of the committee is John Payne, safety and production veteran, whose department has made some outstanding safety records. Payne always says,
accidents don't just happen. Two things cause them: unsafe acts and unsafe conditions. Accidents can always be prevented.
Howard Ellis, safety and personnel director of the company, works closely with the safety committee, keeping their records, writing up their recommendations, and furnishing them with information. Bert Landon is also a member of the committee and is somewhat of a veteran, having served several times. The committee is planning the inspection it is about to make. Howard Ellis speaks first.
Stop, look, and listen is our slogan when we're making an inspection.
What do you mean?
Stop and think about safety long enough to look for unsafe conditions and listen to suggestions made by workmen and other foremen.
Sounds okay.
Well, what's first on the program?
I suggest we study some of these accident reports for the past year. They'll show us pretty well what to look for on our inspection tour today. For example, this one. A workman tried to load a heavy tote box of parts onto a truck. It was too much for one man, but he didn't ask for help. The tote box slipped and caught his foot, bruising it severely.
Well, inspection wouldn't prevent that accident unless the committee happened to be right there when he tried to load the box. As I understand it, inspection applies to unsafe plant conditions, not to the fool things men do to get themselves hurt.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Walt. Inspections cover both unsafe conditions and unsafe practices. Now, of course, we can't be there to see every unsafe act, but it's a good bet that if we report every unsafe act we do see, we'll catch most of the typical ones.
Here's one I remember. And good tool inspection could have prevented it.
Tell us about it, Bird.
Well, this chap was drilling a hole in an I-beam with a portable electric drill. The insulation failed, the drill was shorted, and the man got a shock that knocked him off the ladder. The fall to the floor broke his arm.
Wasn't the tool grounded?
No, the ground wire had been broken off near the end and the cord hadn't been repaired.
We'd better add that to our list and check all portable electric tools.
Here's a case that's typical of unsafe practice. A die setter was making a test run on a punch press before putting the guards on. He reached between the dies to remove a piece of scrap. At the same moment, he accidentally knocked a wrench off the bed of the press. The wrench fell on the treadle and tripped the press. The man lost the tips of three fingers.
Well, there's another unsafe practice we have to watch for all the time. Die setters getting between the dies without blocking them or shutting off the power. And another thing, all those presses should have treadle guards. Let's pay a special attention to that and make sure it's done.
The committee spent considerable time studying the accident record. Following this, Ellis showed the committee the report on the inspection tour made a month earlier.
We want to check these today on our tour and see if all recommendations have been carried out.
Well, there's quite a list here. Don't the foremen generally watch out for such things?
Yes, of course, and they catch many more than we see here, if they're safety-minded and alert.
I'll bet some of them hate to see us coming around.
No, I don't think they do, Walt. As a foreman, I want all the help I can get. I suppose most foremen feel the same way.
The foreman himself is the most important safety inspector in his department. He's right there on the job, and he has the best chance of anybody to... Well, as I said before, stop, look, and listen. And most of them do.
Well, how often do we make these inspections?
Routine inspections like we're going to make today are made once a month. Other inspections are made of elevators, steam boilers, cranes, and so forth. Now, these inspections require a high degree of special skill, and they're made regularly by outside engineers. I keep a checklist on them to make sure that none are missed. Departmental inspection by the foremen themselves goes on all the time. The safety-minded foreman is always on the lookout. Now, here are some checklists of things to look for on our inspection tour. We find that it's better to have specific items to look for than to just go wandering about the place looking for anything. Here also is an inspection form for us to fill out when we're on an inspection job. It covers the condition of machines, floors, trucks, light, ventilation, and numerous other items.
Well, let's get going, Walt. We've got a lot of ground to cover.
Where do we go first?
To see the company nurse. She may have some things for us to check up on. Are you coming, Howard?
I can't make it today, fellas. We've got a bunch of new employees coming in this morning. I've got to talk to them.
Yes, Mr. Payne. This girl right here is from the inspection department. We have a lot of girls from there. Supporting small cuts from the sharp edges of steel parts they handle. The foreman says they can't wear gloves, but we ought to do something about it.
Okay. We'll have a look. Anything else?
Yes, I think the fellows out in the shipping department are getting careless about safety shoes. We had a man in here yesterday with a couple of mashed toes. Well, I did some checking, and I find that about half of the fellows out there are not wearing safety shoes.
Well, we'll look into that, too.
We should check on the recommendations we made in this department on our last inspection, shouldn't we, John?
Yes, we'll check all recommendations in all departments. Well, this looks okay.
What was wrong?
The floors were slippery in front of these saws. Oh, hello, Johnson. I see you fixed up the floors.
Yes, sir. We got some non-slip mats. Sure helps, all right. How do you like them?
They look great to me. Nobody getting hurt nowadays, hmm?
No, sir. You know, I slipped on those floors once or twice myself. Just lucky I didn't get hurt, I guess.
You sure were.
After you fellas were here, I got to looking around for myself. You see this guard?
Mm-hmm. Well, hasn't that been there before?
Oh, sure. But I found it off one day after a fellow had been changing the saw. Well, first I bawled him out for leaving it off, and then I got to thinking, and I had it fastened on with hinges so he couldn't leave it off.
Now where, John?
Well, let's go over to the machine shop.
Where'd this museum piece come from? I'll bet that old-timer's been in the tool shed for years.
Well, those old-timers are something for us to look out for. The war has put a lot of old veterans back to work, both men and machines. And we've got to use extra care that the machines are guarded and the men protected.
Now, look, John, I've got trouble enough making this old relic run, and it's the only machine in the place that's not guarded. It was just put in.
Sure, Harry, that's just it. You've got trouble enough without having to worry about a man getting caught in the gears. You better get a millwright up here to put some guards on it.
Well, okay, John. I'll do it right away.
Say, there's a fellow with a grinding wheel who's not using goggles. Shall we hop on to him about it?
No, that's not our job. We'll tell his foreman about it. Every foreman is the safety director of his own department. It's up to him to correct unsafe practices.
While Payne tells the foreman, we'll have the operator turn the record.